What do you have to do with the blood? You can't spill the blood on the floor. There's a gan talochas. You have to have a kabbalah. You have to have a void of kabbalah. You have to have a zrika. That water can't be spilled on the floor. That dam has dinim to it. So such dam does not have a din like water at all. So meila dam kodeshim in the base of mikdash, the dam you found there, has no chance to be machshir kelim. Because poshir, it's not dam. Dam shenish bekamayim made a machshir. So the Gemara don't know. There's still maskev lor of Shmuel bar Ami. Harei dam hatamtis. There are two types of dams that come out of the behemoth. There's taka true. There's a dam you have to be mekabel to make the mitzvah zrika. You know which dam that is. That's dam shanefesh yotzebo. That's the dam at the beginning of shechita, the big gush of blood, that's called the behemoth dies when that blood comes out. That dam is royal the zrika. Mashenken, the dam that comes out before that, or the dam that comes out after that, that's called dam hatamtis. That dam is posel for zrika. That dam tak is nishpa kamayim. That dam just let it fall on the floor. So the kashri of that dam is also in the base of Migdish. Because when you shech the korban, there are like two stages of dam that comes out. First is the dam tamsis, then is the dam hanefesh. So that first dam that came out, that could fall on the floor. So why isn't that dam machshir kabotumma? Shadi Gemara, harei dam hatamsis, the nishpa kamayim. There's no din to makabla to make his rika with it. That dam you let us throw on the floor. We ain't a machshir, still it's not machshir kabotumma. Because he said no blood in the base of Migdish is machshir. Omalei Rav Zeira, hanach l'dam atamsis. Leave over this dam atamsis that has a different din altogether. This dam that doesn't come out when the behemoth dies. The afilu bechulin nami l'machshir kabo minein. I'll tell you, that blood, even by a behemoth chulin, where there's no din zrik at all, also doesn't have halacha like mayim, like water. Why not? Minei, Rav Shmuel Barami, the Yom Rachmon, the Pasuk says, Rak chazak levilti echol hadam, ki adam hu anefesh. The Pasuk says, don't eat blood. Why? Because dam hu anefesh. So we dashin, dam sha nefesh, yoitzeboy, kruya dam. Blood that comes out when the behemoth dies, when its nefesh goes out of the behemoth, that's called dam. Of a dam, sheina nefesh yoitzeboy, the first few drops of blood that comes out before the behemoth dies. Or after the big gush of blood came out, the behemoth is dead already. Now the rest of the dam, that's not called dam at all. Ain't a kriya dam, it's not called dam altogether. So since the dam atamsis is not called dam altogether, it's good why it's not machshir. Why do we say dam is called is machshir? Only because the pasuk says that dam is called like water. Allah says shvichelu kamayim. But that's only dam. Dam is called like water. Which dam? That's with the dam shanefesh yotzebo. So by chulin that you're allowed to throw the blood on the floor, it's called like mask like water. Mashenke by kodeshim that dam you have to use for zrika. It's not called kamayim. It's not machshir because it's not nishpa kamayim. Therefore, all the blood in the base of Migdish was not royal maskul kabotumah. But avada the water there, even though the water is not mekabotumah, avada the water could be machshir. The water fell on a keli, and now a sheriff's touched the keli, avada the keli is mekabotumah. The machshir. Kibla minei Rav Shmuel Barami. The yom, Toshima, dam shen nitmo. If you have dam that became tummy, the zorku bishoigi. You shechted, you bring in a korban chattis, a korban shlomim, and you shechted the behemoth, and the kohen went ahead and was makabel the dam the right way, and now the dam became tummy. And b'shoigi, the kohen didn't realize it, and the kohen went and did this riko. He was zara b'shoigi, the locher is hurtza. But the ever, the korban is a good korban, because there's a cloud that sits as maratza. The tzitz that the kohen god wears, that's maratza on tumah. The mazid, let's say the kohen knew it was mazid and he did it, loy hurtza. It's not hurtza. It says here dam shenitmo. It says this dam was makabel tumah. Look, if you're telling me now dam in the base of Migdish is dochin, it's Torah, it's not makabel tumah, it's a stirah. Here it says clear the dam was tummy. It says a chiddush, even though the dam is tummy, still the kohen is allowed to make this rika with it. But you're telling me now Rav learns that the dam in the base of Migdish is not makabel tumah at all. Mashkin is not makabel tumah. So it's a kash on Rav. And it's the Gemara midrabbonim, enochnami. It just means this blood that was tummy midrabbonim, but not midiraisim. Odeloik Rav Yosi ben Yehuda's Sredo. And not like Rav Yosi ben Yehuda's Sredo. Because he said in the base of Migdish, they weren't Geyser Tumah at all by Mashkin. So this man Yama doesn't hold like him. He holds that Avadim midiraisim, not a Kashin Rav. Midiraisim, the Mashkin, Dam is not Makabotumim. It's only Makabotumim midrabbonim. I Rav Yosi said in the base of Migdish, they didn't make the Zera. He holds yes. In the base of Midrash, they did make the Xerum. But it could be it's only Tumim Midrabbanan, not Midrashah. So it's not a Kashan Rav. Toshima. Here's the kasha from the pasuk with the rice already. Al maha tzitz meratza. There's a cloud that sits that the Kohen Gadol wears. It's meratza. It takes off, even though something's tamei, still it helps that it's kosher. What is the meratza? Al adam v'ala bosa v'ala chelev shenitmu. Even though the dam and the bosa became tamei, still if you bring it, you makdim it, you make zrika, it's a kosher carbon. Bein b'shoyga bein b'mezid. Bein b'yonis bein b'rotzim. Bein b'yochid bein b'tzibur. And the Gemara Midi Rabbana Nachamol, right, it's Vayal Tafim Apostik here, that this din, that the Tzitzis Meratza, tell you. We're holding Daf Tes Zayin Amid Beis. Again, we're in the middle of Shaila, if Mashkin, any type of liquid, is it Mekabal Tumma Midi Raisa or not? Toshima, in the middle of the Gemara, in the middle of the Yomid. Al Maha Tzitz Meratza. There's a Chiddush that the Kohen Gadol, when he wears his Tzitz, it's meratze, it makes a certain type of a psul kosher. On which psul is it meratze that the korban is still kosher? Al hadam v'al habosa v'al hachelev shenitmu. The dam of the korban, or else the meat before you make that krov, you put it on the mizbeach, v'al hachelev, shenitmu became tomei. Bein b'shoigri, bein b'mezid, bein b'yonis, bein b'rotzen. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Whether the tumah came about, b'shoigri, b'mezid, whether it's a korban yoch or the korban tzibur, this is the case that the tzitz is meratza, that if the kohen makes the zrikas adam, even though the dam is tomei, and mitchilu you're not supposed to do it, but if he did it, the loch is if the korban is kosher. But I call upon him, you see that there's a case that the dam could become tomei, and to the Gemara again, midi rabbonin. This dam is only tomei midi rabbonin, udoloi ki yoseh ben yuezer is tereda. And again, not like the edus of yoseh ben yuezer is tereda, that he said in the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbanan were not gozer any tumah. No, this b'raisa holds that the Rabbanan were gozer tumah mid Rabbanan on dam in the Beis Hamikdash. So if this dam became tumah, that's the chiddush at the tzitzis merata. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. V'noso Aaron es oven hakodeshim. Now this is going to be a kasha because we're bringing down the posik. Mash mitzmidi raisa. That the posik says v'noso Aaron es oven hakodeshim. Aaron carries a certain chet, a certain oven of Kodeshim. That means, even though it shouldn't be done, but if you do it because of Aaron, because of the tzitz, the korban is kosher. V'chi'eze oven hu noise. Which psul in the Kodeshim do we say that because of Aaron, because he's wearing the tzitz, v'di'evet the korban is kosher? Im oven pigul, if you're talking about the oven of pigul, that was a psul b'shas the kohen, shechted the korban, or any one of the dalad avodis, he had the wrong machshava to do which chuslas manoi or chuslam kaimoi, so that makes the korban pigul. Harei kva nema. There the pasuk says clearly lo yerotze, that lo yerotze, the korban is not kosher. So you can't say that the tzitz is meratze because the pasuk says lo yerotze, that korban is posel. In oven noiser, if you want to say we're talking about we left the meat overnight too long, or else the dam too long, it has the psul noiser on it that you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Harei kva nema lo yechoshev. The pasuk says lo yichoshev, that's psul. You can't make a kosher anymore. But ena noisa, on which chet, on which psul do we say b'di'evet if you do it, the korban is still kosher? Al oven tumah, in the case where the dam poshit became tamei. Shehutro miklala b'tzibur. Why is this psul tamei different? Because there's a klal by a korban tzibur, it's hutro, you're allowed to bring it even though the korban is tamei. Even though the kahanim are tamei. So since by korban tzibur the din of tumah is hutra or dechuya, who are din by korban yochid? Even though you're not supposed to bring the korban if the dam became tamei, but b'di'evet if the kohen made this rikas adam, the lachri is the korban is kosher. Why? Because the tzitz, when the kohen gadol wears his tzitz, that's meratza. But the Gemara call upon it from here. We have a raya though. My lav tumas dam. Like what became tamei? Lachri the dam became tamei. And of this, we have to have a chiddush that the tzitz is meratza. And here we're talking about a posik midiraisa. So it's mashma, even midiraisa, dam, which is a mashke, which is a liquid, could be makabel tumah. That's why I need a posik to say that the tzitz is meratza. And the Gemara again, no, amara papa loy, tumas kimotzen. I say that the posik says that the tzitz is meratza is going by a mincha. By a mincha, we bring the flour and the oil mixed together. There's a loch of the kohen has to take a kemitza. A kemitza means a handful of out of the mincha he takes, and that handful he throws on the mizbeach, which is hukter, which is just like the zrikas hadam by a korban. Just like by a korban, you have to take the dam and spritz it on the mizbeach. That's the kapora. When you bring a mincha, what's the kapora of a mincha? The kohen takes a koimitz. He takes a handful out of the flour and oil mixed together and puts this handful on the mizbeach. So that's what we're talking about. If this koimitz was tamei, so even though matzili you're not supposed to bring it, but for the evidence, if the kohen brought it, still it's kosher. Why? I tumma is posel. That's the chiddush in the pasuk. V'nosa aronis over hakadoshim. There's such a chet like tumma that for the evidence, if you do it, it's kosher. Because we say that tzit is meratza. But you have narayi from here that mashke, any type of a liquid, is makabel tumma midiraisa. Toshima, come and bring your raya. Yeah, the pasuk in Chagai says, ish bisar kodesh bichnaf bigdoi v'noga bichnofoi. El ha-lechem, v'el ha-nozid, v'el ha-yayin, v'el shemen, v'el kol maichol, ha-yikdosh. Now, here Chagai was giving them really a test. He was asking the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, if they were giving them a test if they know Hilchos Tuma. So yes, the must can be the Alochom, if the Bosa Kodesh, Rashi said, that means like a sheretz, that a person had a sheretz in the corner of his begid that touched the lechem. So the chur, the lechem becomes a rishon l'tuma. V'yel ha-nozid, then the lechem touches ha-nozid like a chon, like a beans. That became a shein l'tuma. V'yel ha-yayin, then the nozid touched the yayin, made it into a shlish l'tuma. V'yel ha-shemen, and then the yayin touched the shemen, made it into a revi l'tuma. This is what Chagai was asking the Kohanim, is there such a thing as a revi l'tuma by Kodesh? Or else v'yel kol maichol, or else if the yayin touched any type of a food. So yes, them ha yigdosh, would it become tamei? Vayanu akahanim vayomru loy. And the Kohanim answered back, it said no, it wouldn't become tamei. That's the way the Kohanim answered. Now, vayomar Rav,